Hello and welcome to episode 4 of this 3-day game of Tag Across Europe. Last episode, Ben and Adam caught me in the mountain town of Trento as I was trying to get to my final location of Lyon, France. Now it's Ben's turn to be the runner as he attempts to get to his end location of Capri, Italy, or to at least stay in his win region until the game ends. There was a fantastic train straight to Verona that Ben was planning to take, which would have given him a huge head start. Ben was standing right in front of that train, but he missed it because he was fiddling with his backpack and then it left. So now Ben is headed on a much worse train to Bassano del Grappa, leaving me and Adam, well, pretty confused.
So he's going to Bassano, which is
where I just was.
Where you just were.
But there's another train in an hour.
Yeah, we can get there in an hour.
And he could have gotten on the other train.
He could have gotten on a cheaper train to get to Verona and have been 2 hours ahead of us. Okay.
That was not the finest start to a run that I've ever had. A lot of my plan hinged on going to Verona. So now I've got to come up with a new plan that originates in Bassano del Grappa. I don't know what that's going to be, but we'll figure it out as we go. And in the meantime, I hope that Sam and Adam are confused.
That does not make any sense.
I have to imagine, and I really hesitate to say this because
we've been wrong in the past.
Well, I feel like wrong in the past and we look like idiots when we say this, but like, I believe something must have gone a little bit wrong for Benjamin Doyle in the last 30 minutes. All right.
It is 10:17. Our veto period has ended.
So like, we knew what we're doing, right? We're just taking the exact train that he took. But in an hour.
Yeah, what is it? At 11:05?
Yeah, I think it's exactly at 11:05.
Yeah. Go explore.
A little look about.
Yeah. That'll be nice.
We'll take a
look. I mean, we're in a very scenic area. This is nice.
Yep.
Okay, so good news. I've figured out a plan. So I'm going to acquire a boat somehow, and then we're going to take it to the ocean. And then we're going to take the boat out into the ocean where Sam and Adam can't get me. And then I will win. Now, this plan will not work if I am not in my win area. So that's kind of step one. And I think my best route into my win area right now is Bologna. So I have a series of connections that should keep me 1 hour ahead at all times, as far as I can tell, all the way to Bologna. But I will have to make more money during those connections. So my plan is to get to Bassano, go from there to Castelfranco pretty quick. Then I should have some time there to do challenges. Then go from Castelfranco to Padua, do more challenges, go from Padua on the high speed straight to Bologna. I'll need to earn quite a bit in order to make that work. But if I can, I should be able to stay ahead. So it's all going to come down to the challenges I pull when I have a second.
Look, Sam, it's Ben.
That really looks like Ben. Oh, he's
not
gone.
Anymore. Ooh, look, there's a big statue.
They're always nice.
You want to go see the big statue?
No.
I think it's molto bene, Sam.
What is?
This.
Okay.
The street.
Oh, that's a good piazza.
Whoa.
This looks like the one at Epcot.
I can't believe I missed that train. That's got to be one of the all-time L's. It went straight to Verona. Real quick. The fact of the matter is, if I can pull good challenges in Castelfranco and Padua, I will be able to make it pretty far. And I don't think they will be able to catch up with me unless they really anticipate my next move. They might be able to get ahead of me if they are willing to cede that, like, to cede a bunch of ground and, like, go straight to Padua or something, but we'll see.
So, counterintuitively, it looks like it might make sense for us to wait around more, because if we wait around for that next train south to Verona, which is in an hour, rather than getting on the direct train, just the one that Ben took an hour later, in just a few minutes, we can seemingly get south of him. We can, like, physically cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
And there are these choke points.
Yeah.
Padua and Verona, he cannot get further south without going through via one of the two of them.
Yeah.
And if we wait and then transfer onto a high-speed train.
Yeah, because there's a high-speed train that goes all the way, like, Milan through to Venice, and it stops in Verona and
Padua. We can get to Verona or Padua either before or at least very shortly after he could. And that's assuming he hasn't slowed down a lot to do challenges.
Which I think he very well might.
So, like, I feel like it might make sense to wait around for another hour.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do it. I'll wait.
Okay, hello, welcome to Bassano del Grappa. There is a train in 2 minutes to Castelfranco Veneto, which is right here. So we're just gonna make a quick transfer and keep on going. Then we'll have a little bit of time in Castelfranco before our next train, which is to Padua. That means we can pull a challenge. If we can get to Padua with 1,600 coins, then we can get all the way to Bologna. Now, the problem is they could technically get to Padua before me if they had gone all the way around to Verona. And I kind of doubt they did that.
Sam, what's happening?
Well, timing is very important for this because we have a 4-minute connection in Verona.
Uh-huh.
But
where's the train, Sam?
Not here, and it's 20 seconds to 12:04, which I don't love. And it doesn't show us delayed, but, like, even a couple of minutes of delay could kill us, which was really the one big downside about this plan, is how tight that connection was. And you know where this train came from?
Where?
Germany. It's getting awfully rainy. I feel bad for Ben if he's going to have to do challenges and stuff in this.
Okay. Welcome to Castelfranco Veneto. It is raining quite a bit. Okay, we are here in Castelfranco. Team Ben, do not despair. I am about to recover this run. All we have to do is pull a good challenge. We have about 40 minutes before the train to Padua. So I've got a little while to do challenges, I think, safely. Anyway, here is our challenge.
Shop like a local. Go to any cafe or any counter service establishment and order something. At no point can the server speak to you in English. If they speak to you in English, you automatically veto this challenge.
This one is quick, but I feel like I'm looking particularly American. So I've got to sort of... I've got to embody my most European self. You know?
hit him with one of these.
But it is now officially 12:04.
No train.
And the train is supposed to leave at 12:04.
Yes.
It's not even here.
Yes.
Well.
And the other key is probably like a really simple order. Un café. Something where they're not going to ask any questions. Just ring me up. Okay, here's my thinking. If I am able to just hand them something and then pay for it, they probably won't need to speak. If I point at something or I order something, they might ask follow-up questions like, what kind, whatever, that one. So I'm going to see if I can find a cafe that I can pick something up and hand it to them. I have to order something very European so that they'll think I'm European. Maybe some bruschetti. Okay, and then I'll hit with that. Grazie. Oh my god. Okay. Challenge complete. Challenge complete. They did not speak a word of English to me, and in fact, they spoke quite a bit of Italian to me, which was scaring the shit out of me. That's earned me a cool 800. Nice. Okay. I'm really hungry. Okay. Boom. Challenge complete. My train's at 1:25, which means I still safely have time to do and veto a challenge. So let's pull another one. This is good work so far. We're earning. We're moving. Team Ben, I got you. Oh, I don't got this camera. This is going to be a fucking breeze.
Pickle. Quick pickle any vegetable using vinegar, salt, and water. Your vegetable must be split into at least 5 pieces. You must put your pickles on any food you eat today.
Pickle. Okay. I can do that. We need to find a grocery store. We need vinegar, salt, and a vegetable. I guess something to pickle it in. If I get this, then I think I'll have enough to make it to Bologna.
Sam, what time is it?
1:04.
What time was our train to Venice?
1.
Yeah. That math does not work out.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So are the whole thing of that we were going to gain this half hour by doing this? Not anymore.
I'm going to blame this one on our good friend Deutschbahn, because this train started in Germany and is therefore a collab between Deutschbahn.
Whoa, that's hilarious that we managed to get on a Deutschbahn train in Italy. All right, so we've missed our connection. We'll take the 1:30 to Venice. But it's too late to book a seat reservation on it, so we have to go to the desk.
Found a market. Okay. Let's see. Vinegar. No vinegar. Okay. Let's find another grocery store. There's one this way. All right, let's go. This should be easy. And if I don't manage to figure this out in time, I'm going to head back. I think it's more important that I take this next train to get to Padua, because I'll have time there before the train to Bologna. Pickle.
Really not moving here.
60 minutes delay.
What's that mean?
The 1:30.
We're running low on time. I gotta get that vinegar. I'm thirsty for that vinegar.
No. Aceto. No.
Grazie. Okay.
I got aceto, vinegar, and I bought a carrot. So all I don't have is salt. But it doesn't say there can't be other things in my quick pickle. And these bruschetti definitely have salt in them. So, you know, I can just sort of grind them up, put them in there. You give it a little extra flavor. But first, let's get back to the station, because I do not want to miss that train.
The 1:30 is 60 minutes delayed?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that mean we should go to Bologna? Well, just hold on for a second. Okay, well, then we shouldn't get on it. We can just get on a train straight to Padova.
Let's just do that then.
Okay.
I mean, it's a slower train, but...
But it's, I mean, it's better than an hour-long delay. Or we could go down to Bologna. I mean, we could try to cut them off in Bologna.
Let's just get there for now and then discuss. I mean, there is a train in 11 minutes to Bologna.
I'm just saying, like, I think he's going to leave Castelfranco Veneto in 9 minutes.
Yeah, I mean...
Head to Padua, and then he'll make his way down to Bologna. If we get in front of him, we could backtrack even.
To, like, back to Ferrara?
Yeah, to Ferrara. Or wherever.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's back at the station in Castelfranco, so.
Okay. Train's here in 10 minutes. Just enough time for a quick pickle. Got my aceto. Got my carrot. Yeah. Get in.
Oh, it's burning my spider bites. Okay.
Carrot in
now
for a little bit of salt. Train's almost here. Give him a shake. Those are some authentic pickles.
Okay, let's go. Train's almost here.
He's headed to Padua. The question is,
he's going to get to Padua before us. I don't.
I mean, and he's going to get to Padua significantly before us.
Yeah, then I think we get on that train to Bologna. Yeah, I think we need to get on the train to Bologna to get in front of him. At least to reliably get in front of him.
Okay, let's go to Bologna.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
No.
The song's way to Zilva.
Yeah.
So we're off to Padua. The good news is we earned enough back in Castelfranco due to our skills that we have enough to transfer right onto a train to Bologna. And actually, even better, there is a non-high speed to Bologna that doesn't run that often that we would be able to make. And so we'll be spending even less to get on that one.
It is possible that Sam and Adam have made it in front of me by now, and they're already in Padua. They could have gotten there. In that case, we're going to have to be real sneaky when we get there as we transfer trains, because otherwise we are toast, and I don't think I'm going to get another run, and that'll be that. We'll see. But in the meantime, did finally get some food. The card did stipulate that I have to put the pickle on everything that I eat today. So, I am not a cheater. But I really need the calories. No, it's good, actually. It's actually really good. I'm glad that I'm doing this.
All right, great. And in fact, welcome to Bologna. There's a train up towards Ben in 4 minutes. Wait, do you know what platform?
Well, come on.
What?
Come now.
What platform?
I don't know, but come now.
Okay, I just was going to check here.
Well, you're Lindsay,
23. 8.
Yeah. Keeping an eye out for them.
Are they here? No. They are not. And I think that means that they are following behind me, which I think was their big mistake. Now, what we have to do is we have to find the best train to Bologna. One that we can get on safely, but also one that'll get us there fast. So, I don't know what Partenze means. Okay, so there are two trains to Bologna. There's one in, like, 10 minutes that's low speed, and then there's one about 30 minutes after that that's high speed. That'll cost me more, but it'll also get me there at the same time while also buying me another 30 minutes here that I could, you know, potentially use to do challenges. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull a challenge now, and then we'll have a little bit more information to make our decision with. But I have to make that decision quickly. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and pull this card. Let's hope it's a good one. Desecrate ravioli.
Desecrate ravioli. Acquire ravioli and Oreos. Swap the filling of at least one raviolo and one Oreo and eat the entirety of both of your creations.
Honestly, I'm still hungry. Oh, I guess that means we'll also have to put the pickle on it. Well, let's see if maybe I can get that in before the 1 in 8 minutes. There is, like, a grocery right here. Oh, okay. I found Oreos. We're gonna be able to find ravioli. Ravioli. And it's so affordable. Okay, so I've secured my Oreos, my ravioli, which means that we can knock this challenge out pretty quickly, actually. So maybe we do just want to get on the train right now.
Sam, he's on the move.
It seems like he's headed directly towards us. he seems to be on the ramp or on. So I think our question is just, where do we get off? Because we don't want to get off too late, but we also don't want to get off too early at risk that he gets off before that.
Right. We get to Ferrara, we would still be into it.
Yeah.
So I think we were safe to get off.
Well, the only question is, does he get off before that?
Well, if he gets off before, then we're still right in front of him. Like,
yes.
What can you do? We just go get him on a local train later, I guess.
Yeah. No, that probably makes sense.
Okay. So I made it onto the train to Bologna. Did I think I would make it this far? Yes. Because how else would I win? Now, if Sam and Adam are where I think they are, which is just getting into Padua, then they'll be able to get to Bologna right around the same time, maybe just like a couple minutes after me. So that would be a little worrisome. But I've been working on a plan. I wrote down a plan. This is the plan. I'm going to go rat mode. And for those of you unfamiliar with my game, here's the idea. Bologna's in my territory. So as long as I just don't get caught by the end of the game, I'll win. I think the best way to not get caught is to move as unpredictably as possible. Just hop on random trains. Go random directions. Just don't leave my territory, and just don't get on a predictable train. Because if I don't even know where I'm going, they sure don't know where I'm going. And then how else are they going to get to where I'm going before I get there? That's the plan. We'll see how it goes.
Sam, welcome back to Ferrara, Italy. It's unclear exactly when Ben will arrive here.
Yeah, we need to look at the departure board, but quite soon. His tracker's not far away at all. Well, his is going to be 305, platform 3. This is not it, but allegedly this will be the platform. You have to find a departure board in case it changes.
Still says platform 3.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think he's getting in like an hour.
Oh. Okay. So we probably need to get out of here. This is more. It's a busy platform. We need to be spotting well to figure out whether he gets off or not.
I doubt he's getting off.
Probably makes more sense for him.
I expect he would continue to Bologna. Okay, wait. I need to be recording. Because we're going to want to split up and take the train from both sides, probably.
Probably.
Here, we should get on a call. So just, if you haven't put it together, it's really important that if he doesn't get off the train, that we catch him fast enough that I can get him off the train. Because if we don't, then my run will start while we're on the train. And that will hurt us.
Okay, I'm gonna run to the back. You're going far. Adam, you're starting at the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're looking for him.
94.5 off Trenitalia 2.
Okay.
Ah, oh, where is he?
Shoot. Tag.
You got it? All right, I'm coming. Here, Sam, you can film this. I'm going to start figuring out what I'm going to do.
So, Ben.
Do you want to know what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping that it kind of looked like I had a bit of a plan, but it turns out that so the train was delayed 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and I put my bag down to go put my stuff in, and then it left. And so that's what happened.
It's like you were on the platform.
Yeah, yeah, I was right in front of the train. I was like, oh, it's great. I've got 5 minutes. Great, I'll just like rearrange myself, and it's gone.
I actually noticed that with another train that I took got undelayed.
Yeah, you can't undelay something.
So we will be free at 3:59 then.
Right after we get off the train.
This sucks that this has happened to me twice.
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine. It's fine, and I'm not even worried about it. Actually, it's good.
I think I have about 4 minutes in Bologna.
He's been making these sounds for hours. Yeah, there was a really great 311 train that would connect you directly to a train that would take you all the way to Innsbruck from Ferrara.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that.
I figured.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I actually knew already.
I don't want to do a run today, Adam. Can you please go? I don't want to have to do two runs in the day.
Just let me cook for 1 second. I had a lot of plans based on Ferrara. I had not thought through that this might happen. I did not have plans out of Bologna. Yes, Sam, what is it?
You consider getting off here.
Is this a stop?
This is a stop.
Oh. I thought that it didn't stop until Bologna. I am going to get off here. Thank you so much.
So to be clear, you had not considered getting off here.
To be clear, I didn't know that the train stopped here.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys. See you in Bratislava.
Oh. Well, welcome back, Sam.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I feel bad for him because I literally don't know how he would have gotten out of Bologna.
No. I mean, at least now he's got a shot at getting somewhere.
Hello. Okay. So we're on a train to Venice. I did not know that this train existed. Get to Venice at 5. I guess we'll just kind of see what we can do from there.
There he goes, Ben.
There he goes. Good luck, Adam. But I am looking at the routes and, it's not good. It's not looking great.
Not looking awesome.
It's okay. I got off the train.
Yeah.
Got off the train. I'm going to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what? It might go really good. You could find out.
It might. It definitely might. Yeah. How would they find out?
Well, they can watch next episode right now.
Whoa.
On Nebula.
Hey.
And then after watching next episode, they could listen to our exclusive after show podcast, The Layover, where, you know, we break down every single episode and we talk about all the stuff that went on. We break down curveballs like this, all of the implications, how we sort of strategized in the moment. It's a very interesting way to like delve deep into jet lag if you're into that kind of thing.
Especially episodes like this where, you know, quite a lot happened. We're cutting it down a lot, and there's a lot more to explain.
You know what else you could do after you listen to the Layover podcast and you watch the next episode of Jet Lag Early? You could watch The Getaway. Getaway is a series that we made that's only on Nebula. It's a reality competition series that is sort of like The Mole, except that we told everybody that they were The Mole. It's a lot of fun, and we shot it on real cameras and everything, and it's pretty cool.
Arguably one of the most high-budget pranks of time.
Sort of that's been made.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
I mean, it's more than a prank, but like fundamentally, it's just kind of gaslighting them.
What's fun is that sort of it's a prank, but it's also a totally functional game. And that was a big part of sort of our role in designing it, right? Is that we were like, we want to make something that's like funny and a prank, but that like fully functions as like, you know, a real competition.
Yeah. I'll just add one other, you know, quick mention. I haven't mentioned this before, but, you know, if you have someone who you think would really enjoy a jet lag related gift, and is like a big jet lag fan or whatever, we do now have gift cards to Nebula. So you can now gift
early access to jet lag and all this other stuff that we've mentioned to a friend, to an enemy, to a family member.
To a lover.
Yeah.
If you gave me one of those, I would kiss you on the mouth.
Okay, now let's put the disclaimer here.
The disclaimer says Ben loves kissing on the mouth.
No, it does not say that. It does definitely not say that. But yeah.
Are there any discounts if they sign up?
Oh, yes. There is a big discount, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
If you go to nebula.tv/jetlag there.
How's that spelled?
Jetlag?
Yeah.
J-E-T-L-A-G.
Wow.
It's also on screen. But anyway, that gets you 40% off. Yeah.
40% off? Pretty good.
Annual subscription. Yeah.
That's a great deal.
Pretty good deal.
And also, we get a little cut of what you sign up with.
That is quite literally how we pay to, like, you know, fly to Italy, buy all the croissants that Ben ate, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of croissants. Anyway, nebula.tv/jetlag.
Nebula.tv/jetlag.
Bye.